your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us like blazing wildfire, singing your name. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky. These hallelujahs be multiplied. Your love is like radiant diamonds burnished inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us like blazing wildfire, singing your name. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky. These hallelujahs be multiplied. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the skies. These hallelujahs be multiplied.
Desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one salvation when we believe. We believe in this broken generation. When all is dark, you help us see. There is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more
and the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptation, we believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. In us new life, we believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. Let the lost be found, and the dead be raised, in the here and now, and the loving faith, let the church live loud. God will say, we believe. We believe, and the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. We know your love will never fail. We believe, we believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back. He's coming back again.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
is a cry in my heart that my words cannot express. There is a yearning in my spirit that I cannot communicate. Spirit, hear the voice of my heart. Pray to the Father. Spirit, pray. Pray to the Father. Spirit, have your way. My intercessor, my advocate. Spirit, pray. There is a place deep in the water that my heart longs for. There are realms of the Spirit beckoning me. Spirit, hear the voice of my heart. Pray to the Father. Spirit, pray. Pray to the Father. Spirit, have your way. My intercessor, my advocate, Spirit, pray. Spirit, take control. Spirit, have your way. Abba, Father, Spirit, pray. Soul is yours, I give it all today. Abba, Father, Spirit, pray. Pray to the Father. Spirit, pray. Pray to the Father. Spirit, have your way. My intercessor, my advocate, Spirit, pray.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To those who vanquish evil, a crown of life shall
Well, actually, I was reading something today that, by golly, it was just the right thing to say. A lot of weird stuff going on today. And how about everybody else? Weird day? You had a funky day with a guy breaking his neck and other stuff. Not you. That Tom.
One of the guys hit a woman over the head with his cane.
I guess he does.
Trying to find that one spot on here that really, really, really struck me when I was listening to it today. I like to listen to the Bible on my phone as I'm driving. It's just a good time. It's good time of the day for me to do that. And this was
the ether
is a lot better. What? If you're wanting to sing along, absolutely. You're right. The Gaithers are better. Okay. So this is from Ezekiel 3. And God is speaking to Ezekiel, and he's wanting to be what's called a watchman for Israel. So he's wanting him to give a message then for Israel. So in Ezekiel 3, verse 16 is where I'm starting. It says, "After 7 days, the Lord gave me a message. He said, 'Son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman for Israel. Whenever you receive a message from me, warn the people immediately. If I warn the wicked, saying you are under the penalty of death, but you fail to deliver that warning, they will die in their sins, and I will hold you responsible for their deaths.'" Think about that. So God's given this message to Ezekiel saying, hey, if I give you a message to tell them and you don't, meaning you're disobedient, you're as guilty as they are. Like, whoa, that really struck me well. Then he goes on and says, if you warn them, jumped away too fast. He said, if I warn the wicked saying you're under penalty of death, but you fail to deliver the warning, they will die in their sins and I will hold you responsible. If you warn them and they refuse to repent and keep on sinning, they will die in their sins, but you will have saved yourself because you obeyed me. All right. Chain of command, very good, very good. Chain of command is very good. So, if righteous people turn away from their righteous behavior and ignore the obstacles I put in their way, they will die. And if you do not warn them, they will die in their sins. None of their righteous acts will be remembered, and I will hold you responsible for their deaths. Here he goes again. So, I mean, God just keeps telling them over and over, look, you've got to speak when I tell you to speak. But if you warn righteous people not to sin, and they listen to you, and they do not sin, they will live, and you will have saved yourself too. Then the Lord's divisiveness that we see in the world, especially in the United States, even over the stupid stuff like, you know, refusing to stand for the flag. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on. And, the real comedy with that is that the physical act of kneeling is an act of reverence and submission. You know, so it's kind of interesting that they choose to do that. It's like, but yet we know what their actual intent is. But the physical act of kneeling, it doesn't actually make sense with what they're doing. Sitting would be more apt, would go better with what they're doing, but for different reasons they're not doing that. And I'm not here to start up the big conversation and controversy on all that, because it's a waste of time. But at the end of the day, you know, money talks, right? So we'll see. We'll see what happens with the advertising dollars, with the who shows up at the games, who, whatever. But wow. Yeah, but anyway, like I said, the yes and no's and the maybes. And what's fascinating is I stayed on that yes, no, maybe vision with all that coming together for, I mean that's what I remember, but for me it almost seemed like all night, you know, like 6 hours worth of this. It's like, well, you know, what's up? What's up with this? But again, showing that collective conscience of everybody. So you've seen a lot been going on of late, of course, especially in the United States, with how polarized everything is, right? You know, you're either for or against, and that really kind of started with the election, the presidential elections, how the polarizations really just came out. Yeah, we're in need of prayer. This country is in big time need of prayer. The world is has always been in need of prayer and big time prayer. But wow, it's just a lot. Yeah, there is really no middle ground anymore, is there? Yeah, it's one side or the other, which is a sad way to be, because, you know, God doesn't call us to be a one end of the extreme or the other. He calls us to work together, and I find it rather refreshing to talk with people that have views radically different than mine when I can talk to them. But unfortunately, a lot of times they're so extreme you can't talk to them, because anything you say is suddenly twisted. You know, of course, they make the same claim. Anything I say, I'm twisting. It's like, I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing here. And it's sad. But I know Tom gets a lot of that just by... That's a normal day. I don't like you. Give me a cane. Wow. So it's... It is something. So I guess that wasn't much. It is sad. You're right. It is sad to watch. And you know, all we can do is what we're doing, and that's just pray. Yeah, pray God just keeps us on the straight path. Pray God keeps us focused on the good, and not let the jabs of the enemy, the evil, you know, pull us into anger and frustration, and just go down the list. And it's hard. It's hard because we live in a fallen world, don't we? Big time fallen world. Bless God, we've got Jesus. What's the name of the guy with had his hand? Tom? We're praying for the strength, the wisdom, the understanding, the guidance on how to interface, how to deal with it, how to accept, how to work around it. You know what he needs, Lord. You know what he needs. And just like we were talking about obedience before, you know, we choose to obey when we hear your voice, Lord. When you say, bite your tongue, don't say that, even after what they just said. These are good things. Yeah, and that's a hard thing to do. It gets easier as the Holy Spirit just helps you. It does get easier, but it can be tough. It can be tough. But I thank you, Lord, that these things shall come around. Thank you for the blessings of this gig, this pro gig going on. That's really cool. That really is, Neil. I'm happy for you, Brandon. That's the first of many for you. And that's a great, great thing. And thank you. And, Lord, we're lifting up... lifting up Tom. Was it first? Is that what
first,
it was? Yeah. Tom first.
Second. First.
All right. Tom first. And this hand that had this infection and all this garbage that's come against it. So, Daddy, I thank you for brand new for Tom. Because that hand is fully restored. Yeah, he's been giving away things and that, you know, thinking he can't play anymore. And that's blessing some people, and that's okay. But I thank you, Lord, that he is blessed. He is blessed for in giving we receive. And I thank you, Lord, that his hand is fully restored in the name of Jesus. Let him play again and just sing glory to you. Sing glory, glory, glory. These are good, good and awesome things. And my friend Bruce, God bless you, brother. God's got this, right? God's got this. Thank you for good reports and continued good reports. Strength, wellness, well-being, you go down the list. Especially thank God for the privilege of time that you have, the time and resources that you have to spend with family, especially that wild Indian to your right.
Yeah, that guy.
It is a blessing. It is a blessing. I know. That's great. It's a neat and special bond. And speaking of bond, this young man here, this 39-year-old Tom next to me here. God bless you, brother, for everything you do. That's right. God bless you for everything you do, man. All the people that you bless and all the things that you have to tolerate. From people who just don't care a lot of times, you know, about their loved, well, their former loved ones. Yeah, we like to think they're the loved ones, but the enemy just gets in there and just causes grief. But I thank God for people like you, Tom, that have the patience, have the wisdom. You do have more patience than you believe. Don't look at me like that. Well, you have a lot of wisdom to know to deal with that, right? He's got that understanding. So, Brandon, take a lesson here from Tom. he's seen it all. He's seen it all. But I thank you, Lord, for these people, these ministries, especially for the person. What was his name with the neck?
Floyd Alexander.
I thank you, Lord, that his neck that was broken in two places. We thank you that the spinal cord did not have any injuries with that. But thank you, Daddy, that neck is supernaturally made whole. He doesn't need to be in that halo thing holding his neck for the next 6 months that he's just done in a few weeks. It's fully restored in the name of Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for all these things. And I thank you, Daddy, for the gifts and blessing you've been bringing upon me in this life, the guidance and direction, and definitely the wisdom and peace to deal with those things that Brandon mentioned. Those things that try to knock you off balance. Because the enemy doesn't want us to stay focused on Christ. He wants us to stay focused on darkness and all the things where we feel like we've been cheated or aren't fair. Just go down the list, right? But bless God, he gives us joy. He gives us peace. He gives us each other in this circle for love and joy. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Good to see you, brother.
I felt that one.
It's good to see you. That's good, man. That's the power of the Spirit. That's neat stuff. Really neat stuff.